Okay, so we're in Hilchot Kedusha now. Simin Membeis, Siv Beis, Simin Membeis speaks about Eidus. Last week we just touched upon a little bit Eidus, so really last week we were talking about whether one could marry Bal Karcho against the will of the woman, which doesn't work, and Bal Karcho of the man. So now we're going to talk about Eidus, and the Shulchan Aruch begins in Siv Beis. HaMekadesh Shelo Be'edim, the person who performs Kedusha without there being Eidim, Ve'afilu Be'ed Echad, even if there's one aid, Eidam Kedushin. Kedushin doesn't work at all. Va'afilu shneim modim b'davar. Even if both parties, both the husband and wife agree, well, not really husband and wife, because it wasn't, but the ones who are trying to be husband and wife, even if they agree that they got married, it doesn't work. Va'afilu kadsha b'fnei eid echad. Even if it was in front of one aid, v'acharka kitsha b'fnei eid echad. And then he performed the Kedushin again in front of a second aid. So you want to be mitstarif both of these aidim. That doesn't work. There has to be two Eidim present. That's the need for to create Kedushin. That's based on the connection of Dover. The Gezer Shah says Dover. It says Dover by Mammon, and it says Dover by Kedushin. So just like Mammon requires two Eidim, so too Kedushin requires two Eidim. Eid Echad doesn't work. Yeah.
There are aspects in Dina Mammonos where Eid Echad does have some power. Absolutely zero power to an
Eid Echad here? Exactly. Well, there is some level. We'll see in the Ramah, which says there is some significance to Eid Echad. We'll do that in just a second. Very good point, though. Did I hear someone knocking, by the way? If they're knocking, they probably don't know what's going on. I thought I heard some knocking.
Door,
right? Is it possible I got locked?
No, that's how bothered it.
Okay. Anyways, so last week's Parsha, the Parsha Vayechi, this interesting point just very much connects this topic of the need for Eidim for Kedushin. So the Pasuk says, Vayar Yisas B'nei Yosef, and Yaakov saw the children of Yosef, and Vayomer Me'eli asks, who are these children? Vayomer Yosef, El Aviv B'nei Heim, Asher Nasan Li Elokim Bezeh. Hashem gave me them. And Rashi points out, he showed him the Shtar Ksuba, Shtar Kedushin, Shtar Ksuba. It's locked, yeah?
Okay.
So should we wait? Why is it locked?
Why after a certain time, but building one
has that's locked. Late at night, though. Not at 10, right?
I don't work here. I just made a suggestion.
You work here more than anybody else does.
Okay. You're in tape. If you don't work here, why'd you lock this door?
I don't want to let them in.
Okay. So anyway, so Rashi says, based on the words here, Asher Nasan Li Elokim Bezeh, it's a reference to Shtar Kedushin and Shtar Ksuba. So the Rav Asher Weiss quotes from the Tzan Zerov here, where do you see any indication of the word Bezeh that there's a Shtar Kedushin, Shtar Erisin here? So he explains here that first, and on top of that, how is there Kedushin in Mitzrayim? There were no kosher Eidim there. There are no kosher Eidim. So how could they? Don't you need Eidim Mechaber Paskins? So no kosher Eidim, how is it possible? So he ends up saying that, so this is based on something he said last week, that really we know how does baldin kimei eidim dami. When a person admits to something, so they have the power of mei eidim. So normally two people agree that they get married to each other, that hodah does work. How come it doesn't work here if they both agree that they get married? Because he throws in the concept we saw last week of a chav lechem, right? Chav lechem, b'makom, he quotes here that... Hold on 1 second. Right, he says, Hodas Baldin doesn't work when it's Chav Lachrini, when other people are losing out. So when you create the marriage and now she's usher to everybody else, so that's when Hodas Baldin doesn't work. But in the situation of Mitzrayim, there is no one else for them to marry. There's no one else who is being usher. No one was in the vicinity. So therefore, in this case, Hodas Baldin does work, and there is no need for Eidim. That's the Chiddush of the Tzan Zerov. Okay. Then he quotes another opinion, which I'm not going to go into, but when it comes to, if it's written down, the Ksuba... What?
She converted.
Yeah, she converted. Very good. That's a good question. I don't know.
I was before Matan Torah, so I thought the Rambam says there was no Kiddushin before Matan Torah.
That's a good, according to the Rambam, it's a very good question. Rambam says it didn't exist Kodem Matan Torah, but there is an opinion in the Gemara that says already from Yaakov Avinu they started keeping the Torah. So that Rambam only holds like the opinion that wasn't true. This is assuming that they did keep everything prior to, but okay. Anyway, it's a fun point.
They were all married to their sisters?
All married to sisters, you're right. That's according to one Medrash. Okay, anyways, that was a fun connection of last week's Parsha to this topic. But in the end of the day, we get a course Paskin that you require two Edim for the purpose of Kedushin. And the simple reason why Hodas Baal Din doesn't work is because the function of Edim for Kedushin is very different than the function of Edim when it comes to Dinah Mamonis. When it comes to Dinah Mamonis, Edim are simply there to the Gemara says, Lo Ibra, I forget the exact Lashon, but Lo Ibra Edis Elo Lashaker. Edim are only there to prevent anyone from lying. If both parties agree, so there's no need for Edim. As opposed to Kedushin, it's Ede Kim, as Chaim points out, they're Mekayim Hadavar, it only can exist, even though everyone agrees, you need Edim to create the Kedushin, and that's why Hodas Baal Din doesn't work in this case. So that's the Mechaber, you need two Edim. Let's look at the Ramah, just for the first few lines, in light of what Dr. Waltuck said here about Eid Echad. Does Eid Echad ever work here? The Ramah writes, V'yesh Machmir, there are those who are Machmir, Im Mekadesh Lifnei Eid Echad. If you have one Eid, some are Machmir to say that it's a good Kedushin Im Shnehem Modim. If they both agree that they get married, and there is one Eid, that might be good grounds to be Choshish for a Kedushin and a need for a get. But the if you look over at the Gra now, at least on my page, the Gra is on the left outer column here, in Siv Katan Tetz, he writes, V'yesh Machmirim, Ki Rav Papa the Kvar Kosev Rashba she Yechidahi. There's a Das Yachid that an Eid Echad works for Kedushim. Hasmag v'chol poskim mecholkin alav v'les dechashle. Says the Gra, we're not choshish for this opinion in the Ramah, and therefore if there's one Eid, then we throw it out the window. Now the reason why there might be an Eid Echad might be effective is like what you're saying, that just like in Dine Mamonis, an Eid Echad sometimes does have significance in the world of Mamonis, so too there might be some significance in the world of Kedushin as well. But again, these things don't come up. The only times they would really come up if we spoke about in camp, a guy gave a girl something and said, just as a joke, and if the one Eid was there, so we choshish that was a good Kedushin or not. That's really where it comes up. What? I've heard people do that. I don't know anyone who personally did that, but I've heard such a thing.
I was an Eid and I got interrogated by the
head of the program. Yeah? Happened, really? I remember hearing a story. I thought it was just a made up. Mamish happened.
They were ringing everything and they had to get a get.
But you weren't in Marashah. You were in Roll, you know?
It was on Achva.
Achva, okay. Fine. I don't know of such things.
Achva, Mamish.
Okay. Fine.
What do you see? What did you witness?
Okay, let's go Vayit in the Ramah now. Okay. So the Ramah writes, let's skip, the rest of the Ramah is a little confusing. Let's skip the rest of the Ramah. Let's go to the end of this Ramah on the next page, at least in my Tursadaf, the next page. He says, this is very, very important, Halacha L'maisa. V'chein im kidesh lefnei shnayim. The person performs Kedushin in front of two Edim. V'ha'echad mehem karov. And one guy is a relative. Now, how could that happen? So we'll see in a second. Havik mekadesh lefnei eid achad. So that's considered one Eid. And you should be choshish for that's good. So it does happen. Sometimes people don't know that at what level. If you look at the mission in Sanhedrin, they talk about how far apart second cousins, third cousins, fourth cousins. At what point is it considered krovim to make it usher? Some people don't know. So Shekhla told me a story that once happened to him. This particular person, he didn't tell me the name, but you perhaps guess who it's referring to. But this person who claims to be a Talmud of Rav Soloveitchik, this is what Rav Shechter had told me.
That narrows it down.
Okay, fine. So, but the person doesn't represent Rav Soloveitchik, so he thinks he does, but doesn't really represent Rav Soloveitchik's opinions. So Rav Shechter says, I used to mark his tests, and this guy did not do very well in the tests. So one time, he was at a wedding, and this guy who he marked the test, this guy who claims to be a Talmud of Rav Soloveitchik, was one of the Edim. So he says to him, so how do you know the chassid in Kala? He says, oh, he's like a brother-in-law. It's like, a brother-in-law? You can't be an aide at your brother-in-law's chuppah here. So it happens. Some people really don't know the halacha. You can have a karov who ends up being one of the aidim under the chuppah. So what happens? The Ramah says, we obviously have to do it again in front of two kasha aidim, but that alone could be a chashash, that is a chalos kedushin at that point, because there's one aid that's still standing. The other aid is still karov. It's not a karov, rather.
Let's say the two Edom are apostle
Edos. Both of them are apostle Edos.
Yeah, let's say they're not really Shomashah, whatever,
Whatever the Pesul is, okay.
Right,
so we're going to get to that later on. That's going to be the next sif, probably not in 2 weeks we'll get to this, because I'm not here next week. But it talks about designating Edom. When we say it's the exclusion of all others, that doesn't mean, if you do say such a language, it doesn't mean to exclude everyone else in the crowd. It means that this cut of Edom, these two, are the only cut. But everyone else can be included, because if you say no one else could serve as a witness other than these two, And let's say it turned out one's a puzzle, that means the Kedushin isn't good. So you want the crowd, the audience, to be a backup. But the exclusion is you don't want any of the Krovim to be in their group.
Right.
That's the. But we'll get to that in next sif.
So you're excluding the, when they use that Lashon, they're excluding everyone else from the Kat, Adim, not from being Adim.
Exactly. So we're going to touch upon that a little bit just now even, but we're going to get more involved again when we get to the next sif, which talks about whether you need to designate Adim in the first place and say the, to the exclusion of all others. So the question that Poskim ask here, they say, Halacha, what's the concept? If Miksas you find that pasul, sorry, if part of the kat is pasul, so then we say the entire kat, right? What's the line again? Nimsa echav akar pasul, then we say bat lakula. If one of the edim is pasul, exactly, edim shabat l'miksasa bat lakula. If one of the edim of the kat is pasul, then the entire edim is thrown out. So how could the Ramah say here, if one's a karov, how could the other one be left standing? Don't you draw a circle around them, and if one falls, it all falls together. So that's the discussion in the postgame. So look at the Chelkas Mechokek, Sif Katan Vav, in the inside column. So Chelkas Mechokek writes, V'ha'echad mehem karov, V'lo nifshal sheni b'tziruf al karov. The second guy is not going to be disqualified to because of the karov. K'mevur b'choshen mishpat, simen lam and vav. Demairi shalonit starif bishas riya. So there's a longer conversation here. We're going to get to Avni Maluma in just a second. But the simple reading is, it wasn't an intention of him being mitstarif. You have to have that interest of being mitstarif with the individuals. Two Adim happened to be observing what was going on. They were the only two people there, but they never said or they never had in mind that we're going to be a kat. They were standing alone, two separate Adim, nothing to draw a circle, which is very, very difficult to say. Beis Shmuel says it's so unlikely that the only two people who witnessed it, you don't need to have a minyan. The only two people who witnessed there did not want to be Adim together. It's really hard to say that. So that's what the Chelkas Mechokek says, where they didn't have in mind to be part of each other. But now the Beis Shmuel has another chiddush. Look at the Beis Shmuel now, Sifkat and Ches. He says, no, you know what it means. He says, look at the whole Beis Shmuel. Ha'echad mehem karov. One of the guys are apostle, he's a karov. The other aid's still good. Oh, he asks the same question. V'ha delo nifsal hasheni b'tzerufo. Why doesn't the other guy also fall apart? So we're going to jump down two lines. He just quotes about a lot of shitas here. Go to the end of the next line where it says, v'tzarech lomar, you have to answer, demairi kan begavna, must be a case delo nisbatel edis, where there's no bitel edis. That's what the Chelkas Mechokek says. So now jump down one more line. I'm sorry about all the jumping right now, where it says, shuvra isi l'shitas harash. Now this is the chiddush of the Beis Shmuel. Rush says, "Ein sarach lezeh." You don't need the answer where they didn't have in mind of joining together. Ela afagav diniskavnu l'shem edus. Even if the two edim had in mind to testify with each other, v'heidu kvar, and they already gave the testimony that they saw a chasan and a kal get married. So svir le dinispat le edus. The whole edus is thrown out. Hainu, this is the chiddush le'inyan da bezdin. Only from the perspective of bezdin, einu yachol lifsok al piyam. Beis Din cannot make a psak based on this edus because this edus is thrown out the window. Aval kan beis hakedushin adayin lo nispat le'edusam. The edus is actually a good edus, even though they were possible. One was karov. It's just that Beis Din cannot use that information. But the kedushin was really chal. So it's unclear how you can make such a distinction. Again, kedushin works because we don't apply it legabi the chalos the kedushin. But Beis Din just can't do anything with that material because they throw out the testimony. Very, very difficult read and understanding. That's the Beis Shmuel's chiddush. Both the Chelkas Mechokek and the Beis Shmuel have big chiddush. Now, the answer of the Avni Miluim, which is a little more clear, the Avni Miluim says differently. Avni Miluim says that the edus of Gittin v'Kedushin is very different than edus for Nefashos and edus for Mammon. He says why? He says because the Mekadesh v'Miskadeshes, the Chasan who's being Mekadesh, and the Kala who's being Miskadeshes, they need tzrichem shneim kavana shiur kedushin be'edim. They have to have in mind kavana that there's going to be edim observing the chuppah. Why? Because mekadesh without edim doesn't work. So he says anyone who had mekadesh, their kavana was only for kasher edim. They need to have kavana that they're about to perform a mitzvah, and these are the edim watching the kedushim. So their intention is I only have kavana if these edim are kasher. But since one of the Edim is a Karov, so Mimela, that was out of their Kavanah. Even though they didn't know at the time he was a Karov, still that the edus of the karov doesn't work because their kavanu is dafka for good edim. That's the chiddush of the Avni Milum to explain this Ramah, that when one of the edim is a karov, the other one can still be left standing. Now, in the end of the day, the Chuvas Achiezer writes, no one holds to this Avni Milum, and he quotes a well-known Ksos HaChoshen, which we'll see probably next week or 2 weeks as well. He writes as follows: Nachon l'chol mesadrik kedushin liyached edim kisheir mishas kedushin. The mesadrik kedushin, this is his responsibility. As a mesadrik kedushin, you have to tell the chasam v'kala. If you have a whole hierarchy, what's the most important kibudim? The edei kedushin is the most important one. The most important kibud. That's everything's created from that kedushin. They have to be kosher and they can't be related to each other. That's the most important thing to know. And as a Messiah Kedushin, you have to always make sure, ask for the kibudim and the names prior, just to make sure they're good people and no one's related to each other, because the chasan and kala don't know these halachas. So this is the most important thing, that the Messiah Kedushin should ensure that the edim are kosher and not related to anybody. Fine. Okay, let's go to the next sif now. The next sif tells us, sif gimel. The Mechaber writes, Tzarech Shiru HaMekadesh, they have to see, physically see the Edom. That's why the Chassan, oftentimes the Messiah Kedushin, will bring the Edom in front. In theory, they could stand off to the side, but they bring them in front. This way, the Chassan Kala could see the Edom who are observing the Kedushin. Aval im ro osan shnaim meachalon v'heim roon v'einam nirim lo ola einatzicha mimenu get. But if, let's say, they're hiding out in a window, so the Edom could see the Chassan and the Kala, but they're not being observed. The Chassan and Kala can't see them. So then he says, you don't need a get. That is not good. The Chassan and Kala has to see the Edom. That's what the Mechaber Paskin is like. What's the need for this? So the need for this, look at the... this is... Oh, here we go. Look at the Beis Shmuel Sif Katan Tess. He says, "Ein tzarach mimena get." You don't need a get in this case. Why not? V'afagav dibim mamon kaimalon kol shiro ha'edim es halva. Anytime that edim could witness a halva or any other monetary transaction, afilu b'hachmana, even if the edim are hiding, me'edin, they could be a good testimony. If you're having a deal here, you don't have to be aware that they're edim. If edim could see and testify that they saw something, that's good enough. K'moshe kasa b'choshe mishpat simin pehei. The sham below edus nami chayv, below ivri sahadi ela l'shakre. That's the Gemara in Kedushin. Edim, the purpose of edim, they were created. The concept was created only to make sure no one lies. So as long as I don't need to see them as performing the transaction, they have to be able to see what happened. Aval, when it comes to Kedushin, below edim lo mahani. The idea is that Kedushin, the need for edim is edei kiyum. It doesn't exist. So why do they have to know that they're there? What has that proof it's there? So the Edom, the Chassan Kala are aware that Kedushin cannot be Chal unless there are Edekim there. So they're not aware that there are Edom, so in their mind, in their Kavana, nothing's going to take effect. You have to be aware of that. So we'll see in a moment there is some ability to stretch it. You don't really have to see them. We'll see, as long as they're aware, that might be sufficient. We'll see in the Ber Hetev in just a moment. But it's again because the Edom are there to create the Chalos of the Kedushin. Right, so in terms of edus, the question really there would be, what you're seeing, are you seeing the actual event? You are seeing, of course, good indications of it, but it's not the reality of it. So that might be part of the debate, I would imagine. Now, in terms of, just came to mind, the Beis Shmuel says that you cannot have edim hide out when it comes to edei kedushin, edei gittin, but when it comes to halva, you are allowed to hide out. You can have achmana. When it comes to Edei Nefashos, also the person violating the Aveira, for him to get a punishment, he has to be aware of Edom. The Edom are the ones who give him a Hasra. So Edom are present. They say, don't kill, don't do this, don't violate Shabbos. There is one exception where the Edom for Edei, for Chiyav Misa, are allowed to hide out. Anyone know what the one exception is? That the Edom? No. No one knows? It's the only time that the Gemara and the Pesukim really allow that Edom, you could actually have that Edom hide out, and the violator doesn't know that they're there. No one? No one in Sanhedrin here? Mesis, the case of Mesis. Mace is someone who tries to be Mace is someone to do avodah zarah.
Mace doesn't need
Asherah. Right. He doesn't need Asherah, but there might be. There's a Yad Ramah that says, based on the Mishnah, there might be some roundabout Asherah there. But there are a lot of tools we have for getting rid of the Maces, and one of them are you could hide out the Edom without the Maces being aware. But when it comes to Kedushin, the Chas and Kala have to, according to the, at least the Mechaber, they have to see the Edom as well for it to work. Now look at the Be'er Heitev. The Be'er Heitev, and we'll stop here after this, the Be'er Heitev and Sivkat and Tess writes, get, he says, Mihu imhu yada sheish sham edim, af api sheino roe. If the Chasin and Kala are aware, but they don't see the edim, oh, some kedushim, kedushin, it still is a good kedushin. That's the Shita of the Radbaz, Chelek Aleph, Vesim and Resh Ayin Hei, Kol Shaloh Hergishav edim, afilu amra liskadesh niskavanti, eina mekudesh is fine. But yesh listapik, there is room for doubt. Im kibla kedushin b'fnei shneim, v'nimsu psulon b'psul nister, shlo yoda hi b'psulon. So what happens is, this is the case that happens at the people sitting in the audience of a chuppah. So now you have two edim, and the chasan and kala were unaware of the psul, whatever he was a mechal Shabbos, whatever psul you're talking about. He was a gazlan. So they were unaware of this. But achrei ha-geder, but behind the fence, behind the wall, or sitting in the crowd, let's say, of the chuppah, hayu ksherim, there are plenty of ksherim. Im hi mikudeshes, they look at the Ma'arisham. So there's a discussion, and Knesset Gedola, Kosev, Dehavi Mikudeshes. So this is our case. It happens to be the two Edim, are one of them, or both of them are possible. So as long as those sitting in the back who work Sheirim, they work as well. So that's why it's very important to say the proper language. When you say to the exclusion of all others, what does that mean? If you're excluding that everyone in the crowd is not, are not considered Edim, now you have a problem if you find out one of these two Edim are now puzzle. But if you use a different language, that these Edim are in a group together to the exclusion of all others, we'll speak about exactly what language to use next week, so then you could still allow the people in the audience to work. They're just not included in this kat, but they themselves can be viewed as individual Edim to make the chuppah and kedushin a good kedushin.
Did you need this opinion to allow blind people to get married? Because they're not going to see the Edim.
Yeah, so according to this Be'er Heitev, as long as they're aware of it, it would work.
You have to rely on this, because otherwise...
It certainly. Because there's no real din in re'iyah. There's no din to see, but just the awareness is sufficient. Okay, we'll stop here. And again, next week I'm not here, but in 2 weeks we're going to discuss the need, or if there is a need, for designating Edim and then saying that statement of to the exclusion of all others. Okay. We have a wonderful Shabbos.